Compton, a long look at the rim, one dribble, and then lets it fly and knocks it down. Compton 3 of 4 at the line, 7 points, 32-16. Morristown with Lang, cable driving hard to the rim, but he cannot finish. Rebound Gross, long outlet sweet to the baseline with Trotter. Back on the perimeter, Sherman driving by Krim into the defender. Layup went, but wave it off. Offensive foul, Mason Sherman, and it's Logan Laster again.
He was there. He was set. Nice play by Laster.
Turning it over, Hauser. Morristown with Krim and Theobald to jog it up into the front court. Hauser maintains their 2-3 zone. Theobald with Krim out front. Strebel makes his way down to the scorer's bench. Langcable left wing, Laster baseline, runs out of real estate, tries to force it up over Gross, knocked away, rebounded in the corner by Trotter, a look ahead to Sweet, here's Gross, just inside the arc, he'll put it on the floor, float to the rim, cannot convert, gets his own rebound, and had it blocked out of bounds by Laster, but there was a foul underneath before that.
Yeah, Kyle Krim battling for that rebound, picks up his second.
It won't count, but what kind of about-face have we made where Laster keeps scoring on Gross, and now Laster rejects the shot of Gross on the other end of the floor.
Laster's dominating both ends of the floor tonight.
Free throw Gross is good. The foul was on Krim, his second. Langcable comes down to the bench. And Morristown with Laster, Krim, Theobald, Strebel, and Carlton. And we have Alex Gross at the line, where he misses the second, rebound pulled away by Kyle Krim. Jackets by 15, quickly in the front court. Theobald on the perimeter, into the paint on the dribble, out for Strebel left wing. Cross court, Krim steps into a jumper, missed it, but he was fouled.
Three shots coming.
And Joe Sweet just got a piece of the shooter as he tried to fly by. Second foul on Sweet. Kyle Krim to take three free throws. 59% in varsity play this season. First one good.
59% will improve as he gets more attempts next year.
It'll improve, or dinner will get slimmer and slimmer at home.
Yeah, I'll tell you how important free throws were to his dad, Kevin Krim. I was about to beat him for the award one year, and he was heckling me from the bench trying to get me to miss. That's a true story.
Substitution Hauser, Sweet to the bench. A.J. Titus back on the floor. Krim trying to convert all three free throws. Long look at the rim, and he does make all three. 6 points for Krim off the bench. He did not score when they played. He played one period in that varsity matchup back in December. 35-17, Morristown. Up top, catching the high post, Gross. And the look to Compton, the ball knocked away. If this was the Rising Sun game, that worked 99% of the time. Morristown, though, the deflection. Hauser inbounding baseline. Sherman, three-point arc. Skip pass, Trotter thought about it, then did take and makes the three. Will Trotter, almost as an afterthought, gets his first points of the night. 35-20, the Morristown advantage. Logan Laster with a catch, dribbles under the rim, bounces it opposite corner for Carlton. Head fake, cross-court pass, Strebel now in the corner. He'll go baseline, elevate, and left it short. Gross there to make a difference on that shot to the rim.
Made a big difference.
And he gets the rebound.
Good job by Gross not to foul. He stayed just off the ball a little bit.
Sherman, a quick trigger, no. Rebound, weak side, Laster. Morristown pushing in a three-on-three, and Laster, not a very good decision. Number one on the pass, an underhanded scoop that didn't have the angle to get to his teammate. It went out of bounds. Number two, Laster ran over Sherman. They could have called an offensive foul. Either way, it'll be Hauser basketball.
Showing the first turnover on Morristown of the night.
Krim sits, Langcable in. Hauser with a possession to try and get it below 15 with 30 seconds left in the half. Morristown, 2-3 defensively. They started man-to-man, 2-3 now for much of the half. Compton, Titus around the perimeter. Trotter again, missed the three. Rebound tipped out. Sherman tracks it down. Langcable almost got his third foul running into him, and Sherman hits the baseline jumper. Hauser now by 13 with a final possession with 13 seconds. Laster for Langcable. Clock at 9. Right wing for Langcable with 6. 5. Into the dribble. Off the dribble. 4-3. Yes! Hayden Langcable.
He just closes quarters. That's all he does. Nice shot. Langcable gives Morristown a quick boost of momentum after Hauser made a small run late in that second quarter.
Hayden Langcable with a 3 at the end of the first and a 3 at the end of the half. BP, Doc Shop scoreboard, Morristown 38, Hauser 22. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sport.
It's Take the Action with you at Giant FM.
H&R Block halftime report, Morristown 38, Hauser 22. Individual scoring in the first half for Morristown. Logan Laster, Eli Strebel with 11 apiece. 6 points from Kyle Krim and Hayden Langcable. And Logan Theobald with 4. Jacket 6 of 7 at the free throw line. For the Jets of Hauser, they're being led by 7 points from Alex Gross and Justin Compton. 5 from Mason Sherman and a 3-point field goal by Will Trotter. Hauser trailed 19-11 after 1. Morristown, with that same score in the second, now leading this game 38-22.
Shooting numbers really tell the story, too. Hauser, 7 of 21, 33%. 1 of 6 behind the arc, 17%. That one was by Trotter late in the second quarter. They have out-rebounded Morristown, 17-13, with 7 coming on the offensive end. 4 assists, 5 turnovers, first half for the Jets. Morristown, hot shooting continues throughout the first half, 13 of 27 from the field, 48%, 6 of 10 behind the arc for 60%, 13 rebounds, 5 on the offensive end. Big numbers tonight, 7 assists, only 1 turnover for the Jackets. Individual leaders for Hauser, obviously in the rebounding column, it starts with Alex Gross. He's got 9 already, 4 on the offensive end, Mason Sherman with 5, Sam Meek with 2, several players with 1 assist apiece for Hauser. For Morristown, Logan Laster, he leads the way in both columns, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Logan Theobald has 3 rebounds, Kyle Krim 2, Hayden Langcable 2, and the only other assist tonight is from Daniel Brenneman. He's got 1.
Halftime at Southwestern, sectional 60. Morristown 38, Hauser 22. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
FM Sports.
Morristown with a 16-point lead on Hauser. Both teams to the bench. Final minute before we break things open and begin the third period. Morristown with a quiet night by his standards. Hayden Langcable with 6. Laster and Strebel have combined for 22 points.
Yeah, that's got to scare Hauser even more that Langcable only has 6. You know he's going to get, you figure he's going to get to 20 no matter what. So, well, Hauser's in a tough position right now. I don't know if they've got the offensive firepower to go back and forth with Morristown and beat them in these next two quarters. They've got to stop Morristown and then play perfectly on the offensive end here most of the second half.
Hauser in the zone the entire first half. How long can they stay in it?
Well, it looks like they're going to start in it. I don't know. I think they've got to be very careful. Depending upon how their offensive trips go, that'll dictate maybe how long they stay in it.
Morristown basketball beginning the second half. Theobald, Laster, Strebel, Carlton, Langcable on the floor. Strebel a catch in the corner. Contested three, no good. Rebound fought for. Mason Sherman comes out of the pack. He'll push it up court for Hauser. Right to the front of the rim. What a finish, Mason Sherman.
Sherman's going to have to be one of the guys that scores points in bunches here in the second half. He's got the ability.
Sherman with Titus. Meek, Gross, and Compton on the back line of that 2-3 defensively for Hauser. Now within 14. Early stages of the third. Langcable. Strebel right wing. Laster for Langcable. Baseline, Carlton. He'll bounce it back out front for Langcable. Langcable sees Laster's got rebound position, takes a three, misses it, Gross the rebound, and Hauser a chance to inch a little bit closer. Sherman, perimeter, Compton. Skip pass over for Titus. In the corner, Meek. Down low, Gross. Reverse, and he left it short. Meek the rebound for two. It started with Sam Meek. Ultimately, it finished with Meek getting the bucket. 38-26. Carlton baseline. Bouncing out for Langcable. Around the right side, Strebel. Laster trying to get some position down low, dealing with Gross. Skip pass, Strebel for Langcable. Now Theobald on the penetrating move, back to Langcable on the wing. Looking, and now one dribble and a pass out front. High post area, Laster driving, bottled up by Compton and Gross. Ball back on the perimeter, holding his Langcable. Baseline drive, cut off there, out of the zone by Meek.
That's the great thing about high school, no shot clock. Morristown doesn't have to be in a hurry here. If they get shut off, just bring it back out, set it up again.
Around the horn it comes with Strebel toward the right corner. Now back out front, Langcable. Theobald with a touch. Laster above the free throw line, looking to drive, takes it at Gross, kicks for Strebel. His three is good. That was a terrific trip up the floor.
Perfect possession for Morristown.
41-26, Jackets by 15. Titus, a catch and shoot three. High off the rim, no. Rebound out of bounds off either Theobald or Laster. They nearly collided with each other. It'll be Hauser ball. Titus will head to the bench. Will Trotter in for him. Baseline inbounds from Trotter.
That Strebel three was big.
Sherman tries to answer the three. Front rimmed it, no good. Long rebound, Strebel ahead of the pack is Theobald to the rim for two.
If Strebel didn't make that three, Hauser had a possession to get it to 10 or below. So a big three, few possessions ago by Strebel.
And now a 5-0 run and a deflection by the Morristown defense out of bounds. It'll be Hauser ball under the basket. 17-point lead reestablished now for Morristown. Compton to throw in. Out front, Trotter. Back in the corner to Compton. Quickly into the post to Gross. Triple teamed. Open is Trotter, top of the key. Missed the three. Rebound comes right to Strebel. Laster on the dribble up into the front court. Around the horn it comes, Langcable. Baseline drive under the rim. Out up top for Strebel. Fall away from 15. Back rim and over the backboard. Didn't go out of play. Gross the rebound, and what a terrific outlet to Trotter, who lays it in without having to dribble. Terrific look ahead by Gross. 43-28. Theobald outside holding Langcable. Toward the right corner, Carlton. Laster with a touch beyond the arc. He'll split defenders to the rim. Lost the ball on the way up. No foul call, but apparently Hauser last to touch it. It'll be Morristown ball.
Strebel, you can tell, just kind of sizing him up each time he gets it at the free throw line. He'll get it one of these times.
Not a good entry pass, but somehow Langcable out-volleys Trotter for it and finally catches it near midcourt. Langcable, Strebel, corner three. Won't go. Carlton fights Sherman for the rebound, and Sherman lost it out of bounds.
Well, Carlton really didn't have a chance to get it, but just that little fight for the ball there creates that loose ball that Sherman had to chase out of bounds and ended up stepping on the inline.
Morristown inbounding about the same spot they did it a moment ago on the ST of Southwestern under the basket. Langcable running out of time, throws it away. He just sort of defaulted to Carlton, who was 3 feet from him, but it was a really tough angle, and the ball went right by Carlton out of bounds. 15-point Morristown lead. Sherman up top, Trotter to Gross, back to the basket, lost it on the way up, but as the ball popped in the air, he shoveled it to a teammate, and he was pushed from behind.
And Morristown was showing some zone there.
The foul call on Carlton. It's his second. Hauser to Gross again. Triple team. Forced it down low. Intended for Compton. Stolen by Langcable. He'll try to go coast to coast. Can't finish. Strebel looking for the dunk on the follow. And Gross fouled Langcable on the initial shot.
Well, good job by Langcable just to take it coast to coast. And go right at Gross. Lane Cable will get two. I didn't think they were going to call it at first. A little bit of a late whistle. But Gross has got his second.
Hayden Lane Cable, a pair of free throws. 77% this year. The first is good. Kyle Krim in, replacing Theobald. Langcable with his 24 points Wednesday in the win over Waldron passed, among others, IU's Luke Recker on the all-time scoring list. Two free throws good here, 0.7 and 8.
That's Iowa's Luke Recker. We don't claim him. We don't want him. He left.
I was waiting. I wondered if I'd get that or not. Here's Gross front court. Compton underneath. Good bounce pass. Left to right. Under the rim. Sam Meek on the finish. 45-30. Morristown maintaining a 15-point lead. 3.5 left to go, third period. Krim holding right side. In the corner with Carlton. Laster with a catch below the elbow. He'll drive. Lefty scoop up. No good. Follow. Langcable couldn't finish. Gross the rebound. Hauser with Titus up the sideline. Finding Trotter in the corner. Titus back to Trotter. Underneath Meek. Across the paint, Compton lost it on the way up. Contact with a defensive hand on the ball results in a held ball. It'll be Hauser basketball. Mason Sherman in. Sam Meek sits down. Winner of this plays Oldenburg here tomorrow night. If Morristown advances, our coverage, 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Inbounding Titus. Sherman off the bounce. A catch and shoot three, no good. Compton the rebound. Back to the rim. Rejected by Strebel. Loose ball rebound to the rim. Trotter on the finish. Trotter's third field goal off the bench. He has 7. Morristown lead is 13. Baseline. Left alone. Laster. Little 14-foot jumper for 2. 13 points. Logan Laster. 47-32 Morristown. Trotter, Titus to the right of the key. Left side is Trotter. Head fake. Down to the baseline, Compton. Head fake, power move. Left his layup short. Rebound fought for. Carlton has it. And Compton managed to tie him up. Possession arrow still brings it to this end of the floor with Morristown. Theobald in. Carlton will take a seat.
Five-guard lineup now for Morristown.
And Hauser, at least to this point, staying in that zone. But they may be coming out of it this trip. Looks like man-to-man now by Hauser. Zone for the better part of the nine. Theobald to Laster. Laster traveled. And I think maybe a wet spot on the floor needs a cleanup. Tonight's Sectional 60 semifinal. Being brought to you by Christian Electric. Big enough to handle any problem, small enough to care. By Clark Orthodontics, great orthodontics, terrific smiles. And by J&B Quality Home Furnishings, the sleep source, mattresses, and more. Southwestern High School packed tonight for this matchup of top 10 teams. Hauser going to let the ball roll to midcourt before Sherman picks it up and starts the offense. Gross with a high post catch. Backdoor cut Titus, who blew the layup. Rebound on the other side of the rim by Kyle Krim. Krim giving way to Langcable. Langcable into the body of Trotter. Spin move over Gross. Good for 2, Langcable.
Nice individual move there by Langcable. Very, very impressive.
And now a ball handling violation. The palming call. Mason Sherman got that hand under the ball and rolled it over, giving it back over to Morristown, who once again leads by 17 and has possession. Sam Meek in. A.J. Titus to the bench.
About the time Hauser gets it back to 13-12, Morristown. That's what I'm saying. Hauser is not a team that can come from too far behind.
Theobald to walk up into the front court. Laster takes over out at the point. Look for the back door. Langcable into Gross, who went for the block. The foul on Gross. It'll put Langcable at the line. Well timed, and
yep.
I don't think anybody runs as many versions of a backdoor cut that we've seen as Morristown.
No, they don't run any. That's the same version every time. They run that same play, and just it seems to work. And well timed, you said it. They waited for the exact right moment, and they got it, and they got number three on the big man.
Free throw good by Langcable. 3 of 3 in this game, 11 points. Second shot, back rim no good. Rebound knocked loose, but Gross picks it up for Hauser. Long outlet ahead to Trotter, but Morristown back defensively. Here's Trotter, though, dribbling down into the paint. Double pumps a shot, missed it badly. Rebound saved inbounds into the hands of Morristown. Jackets with Langcable on the quick push. He'll press the issue to the rim, not able to finish. Kyle Krim the rebound in traffic, blocked by Gross. Laster saves the ball in the corner. And a timeout from the bench as Laster comes up with the loose ball. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 1:05 left to go, third period. 50-32, Morristown leading Hauser. You're listening to high school basketball, Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, 65 seconds to go, third period. Morristown leading Hauser 50-32. Jets have trailed by double figures for much of this game, down by 16 at half, and have not been able to close it. They've been within 12, but not able to get it and keep it there. Strievel, a Morristown jump shot, no good. Rebound, tapped around. Picked up by Carlton, rejected by Gross. Defensive rebound, Sherman. He'll quickly push it up the other end of the floor. Double pump layup. No good off the left side. Laster the rebound. He'll push for Morristown. Get to the rim. Blocked on the way up. And then the ball came down and contacted Laster off him out of bounds. Theobald in. Kyle Krim out with 33.5 on the clock.
No need for Morristown. You like the fast break opportunity, but really, probably Laster's best option there is to pull that out and run one last-second shot here, 33 seconds to go. Tough to change a team's mentality, though, this early in the game still.
Sherman way out front on the dribble. Step back. Forces a shot up when he thought he had contact. There's no foul call. Missed the awkward-looking 18-foot shot. Rebound ends up on the floor. And tied up, it will be Hauser basketball. I know when we were here Wednesday night, we broadcast from the stage. It really is a different environment on the stage. You said it was really warm in the gymnasium. Yeah. I wonder if it's similar tonight.
Probably. Feel like we got a little bit more cool air coming through here. And in between games Wednesday, I went out into the stands and talked to some people, and it was noticeably warmer.
Still mopping up the floor from some perspiration out there. I'm not sure they've got enough towels. They're going for more towels. And somewhere in the midst of this, Scott McQuillan thinks, I'm going to make a change right here. He'll bring Carlton out and put Brenneman in. 19.8 seconds left in the third. It's Hauser basketball inbounding from its own end line. And for the Jets, they do have Joe Sweet on the floor. Perimeter shooting option this trip up, and maybe final possession for Hauser in the period. Still cleaning up a wet spot on the floor. And maintenance is done. Back to basketball. Hauser to throw in. Baseline, Morristown lost an assignment. Compton just stepped to the rim, caught it, and put it in for two. 50-34, Morristown a final possession. Langcable with it with 10. 9, gives it up now for Laster. He sends Langcable off to the left wing, gives him the ball. Head fake on a 3, tough shot. Wanted the foul, didn't get it. Rebound by Compton as time expires. 3 quarters in the books on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Morristown 50, Hauser 34. This is high school basketball. Giant FM Sports.
See Inside Story on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports High School Basketball brought to you by Acra Automotive. Only the best for you. A packed house at Southwestern. Maybe hasn't seen the game they anticipated. Morristown has led throughout, 50-34 by 16 as we go to the fourth, and the Jackets have the basketball. Brenneman, Theobald, Laster in the high post. Langcable and Strebel, the five on the floor. Laster now out beyond the arc with a catch, gives it up to Langcable, and Hauser maintains some semblance of his own defense to open the period. Strebel outside, Theobald baseline. Strebel up top, penetrating move to Brenneman. Back to Strebel in the corner. Overplay by Sherman. Strebel had to change direction, but picks it up, now finds Theobald. Brenneman in the corner. Outside is Strebel. And Morristown has taken the first 50 seconds off the clock in the period, and there's a deflection by Hauser that goes out of bounds. Jets with number 22, Sam Johnson, a 6'1 sophomore guard who will check in for the first time. He'll replace Sam Meek. Laster to inbound, but not before we get a timeout, 30 seconds, taken by Hauser. Will the Jets employ a trapping philosophy, something that causes this 2-3 to expand its horizons a little bit?
Well, they've shifted here to a little bit of man-to-man, and they've got to turn this game into a helter-skelter type. They've got to create more offensive possessions for themselves. Right now,
they've got to become what they didn't want to have to do.
And right now they're looking at a minute off the clock almost in this first Morristown possession, not what they need or wanted to start this quarter, where they need more offensive opportunities. Not a good start for Hauser, no matter what happens here.
Theobald inbounding right in front of the Southwestern scorer's bench. Compton facing him. It comes in for Langcable. Langcable being chased by Sherman. Laster guarded by Trotter. He'll blow by him to the rim. Good recovery by Gross. He blocks the shot. Rebound Hauser. Jets within 16, needing to score fairly quickly, and they won't even get a chance at that. The entry pass for Gross, knocked to the floor and stolen. Langcable to the rim, looking for a foul that didn't come. Ball knocked loose. Loose ball. Carlton got hands on it, couldn't hold it, and lost it out of bounds. And Scott McQuillan says, referring to Langcable, what's he got to do to get a foul? Sherman with a running start after he picks up the ball, takes it all the way to the rim. Double pump for two off the glass.
They got to get themselves some mops down here. Gym floor mops.
They're cleaning up a spot on the out-of-bounds area under the Hauser basket now. It's like cleaning up during summer, Jim.
Yeah.
Every time somebody stands still for a minute, the floor gets wet. 50-36, Morristown holding a 14-point lead. 6.5 to go. Theobald inbounding, some pressure backcourt by Hauser. Looks to be straightaway man-to-man. Langcable guarded by Sherman. Gets it across the timeline. Hands off for Theobald toward the corner. He'll dribble it up front, give to Laster. Laster penetrating move, and he's got a defender, Johnson, falling across the back of his legs. Personal foul, Sam Johnson.
I think you're going to see why Hauser didn't want to try to play these guys man-to-man.
Team foul number three. If you're Hauser, you can certainly afford to be adventurous, reaching and grabbing. You've only got three team fouls. Carlton catching in the corner. Down low to Strebel to the rim in the midst of the double team. He's fouled. He'll get two free throws.
Morristown's bound to get that call eventually. They've been pretty aggressive to the basket, not getting the whistles. This time he does. Eli Strebel will have two.
Team foul number four. Trotter with his first personal. Strebel's free throw is good.
I bet you they're going to be shooting a lot of free throws here in the fourth.
Strebel and Laster are so stoic
Yep.
That's one of the few times I've seen Laster smile as he smacks Strievel on the back. Second free throw, good. Morristown, they've been solid in that category all year, right around 70%. And into the front court, another turnover this period on Hauser. Yep. Alex Gross, the offensive foul, settling into post position. Personal foul, number four. Hauser full court defensively as Langcable catches in the backcourt. He'll blow by Sherman, bounce it underneath for Carlton. Carlton goes to the left hand and lays it in before the defense can get there.
Great pass by Langcable. Good left hand use by Carlton. If he puts it up with his right, he probably gets blocked.
54-36, 18-point lead in the paint. Johnson gets the bounce off the rim. Sam Johnson with 2 points off the bench. 54-38, Morristown, 5:40 left to go, and Sherman defending on Langcable. It looked like Sherman got taken by the dribble fake. He lost his footing. Langcable tripped over him. No foul call. Ball out of bounds. Morristown turns it over.
Langcable's getting hammered out there.
Sherman a little bit shaken up too. I think he may have actually tweaked an ankle, and that's what caused him to go down in the first place. And we'll have to clean up the floor again. It's not quite the same, maybe, as a cornerback and a wide receiver getting tangled up. I'm
yeah.
a little surprised there's no foul call there. Morristown, a 16-point lead, but a lot of time left. 5:39 to go. Hauser has given up two possessions this half with turnovers before they even got the offense started. 2-3 defensively by Morristown. Johnson into the paint, tried to just drop it to Gross standing in front of him, and he overthrew him out of bounds. I think Gross thought he was going to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Substitution, Morristown. Kyle Krim in. Carlton will sit. And a ball handler and a free throw shooter on the floor as Morristown throws it in. Krim gets it. Gives for Langcable. Langcable around Sherman, gets into the front court. Johnson was coming up to help. He hands the ball to Laster. Cut to the rim by Theobald. Blocked from behind by Gross. Rebounded by Trotter. Ahead to Sherman. He'll drive to the rim and scoop it up for two. The most acceleration on the floor is Mason Sherman, but here comes Logan Laster. And Laster was wrapped around the waist. A second intentional foul on the night on Hauser. Again, nothing painful there in any way. Just a desperate foul to stop a fast break, and the officials make the call.
I'll have to tell you off air what I just saw out of the Hauser crowd. I've never seen that before. Not appropriate for the air. Wow. They always surprise me.
Laster free throw, good. 55-40. And again, a big trip up the floor because while it's still a 14-point lead, at least Hauser makes a dent in the scoreboard, but no transition defense by the Jets, and here is what you end up
yep.
with. One of two free throws, but Morristown still has the ball. And that foul on Johnson was his second, the team's sixth. Morristown is in the bonus the rest of the way. Cutting to the rim, Laster. Falling asleep is Sweet. The feed by Strievel off the inbounds and a wide open layup for two. 57-40. A three. Good. And a foul. Matt Sweet, number 12, with the bucket, and Krim caught a piece of it. Matt Sweet will go to the line looking for a 4-point play. And as Sweet hit the floor, we will have to clean up some sweat once again. Carlton in. Krim will come to the bench. Third foul, by the way, on Krim. A at the line, Matt Sweet. Missed the free throw. Laster corrals the rebound. 57-43, and in the backcourt, Sherman getting underneath Langcable, knocking the dribble away, and going to be called for the foul. And it was Sweet, not Sherman. Sweet on the foul, one in bonus for Langcable. Team foul number 8. 4:55 to play in a slow-moving fourth quarter clock here in this sectional semifinal. And we'll have, again, some floor cleanup before we get back to free throws in action here. If Morristown holds this lead, advances. We return here to Southwestern tomorrow night for the Yellow Jackets and Oldenburg, and a berth in the Martinsville Regional on the line. Hayden Langcable in the one and bonus. Free throw good. Second free throw gets the roll. 59-43, Jackets on top, 4:50 to go. Sherman for Hauser, top of the key, off the dribble, right into a three, knocks it down, Mason Sherman. 7 of his 14 in this period. 59-46, Langcable beating the pressure to Theobald. In the corner to Strebel, back the baseline to Theobald. He'll dribble through the paint and bring it outside.
Good idea by Theobald, not going to take that up.
Laster crossing over between the legs, beating Sweet, taking it to the hole and the finish. Logan Laster.
He's too much. He's too much for this Hauser team.
It was the Globetrotters outside and the power inside to finish at the rim. And Alex Gross, his 5th personal foul. Alex Gross had 30 points the last time he saw the Morristown Yellow Jackets. Tonight, he'll exit with 4:26 to go in the fourth with 7 points.
Well, we knew coming in, Morristown knew they couldn't let him get 30 points again, because that would have meant they were controlling tempo and he was getting shots down low. I thought Carlton, Brenneman, Langcable, everybody, team defense around him was just too much tonight. They did a great job on him.
Free throw missed. Rebound fought for. Carlton tapped it a couple of times, but finally Sherman pulled it away. 61-46, Morristown. Sherman again for 3, and he hit it, and he was fouled by Theobald. And the Jackets have come up with 2 of those cardinal sins defensively. They fouled perimeter shooters, and both shots went in.
Well, if he makes this, it's going to be the closest they've been in a long time. They'll be down 11 with 4:15 to go, so not over yet.
Second foul, Theobald. Mason Sherman will try to get a 4-point play. He does. And Sherman may be putting this on his own shoulders the rest of the way. 61-50, Morristown ball. The Jackets beat the pressure quickly up the sideline, and a timeout comes as the ball flows by the bench. Timeout we will take as well. 4:12 remaining. Morristown 61, Hauser 50. You're listening to the Southwestern Sectional on Giant FM Sports.
Take the action with you at Giant FM.
Morristown 61, Hauser 50. Jackets following a timeout, inbounding from the sideline. Immediate entry into the post to Hayden Langcable. His shot knocked down. It goes off Langcable's body out of bounds. Morristown fans want a foul, but no call.
This younger official is just not going to give that whistle tonight. It's almost turned into a personal thing now, it seems like.
And now a blocking foul on Morristown. No free throws involved. It's only the 4th Yellow Jacket foul. But Mason Sherman is doing everything he can solo ride right now to get Hauser back in this game.
And he's the only one that I think can do it.
That foul on Langcable, number 3. Again, quick cleanup on the floor. Team foul 4. Hauser inbounding. right in front of its bench. Trailing by 11, 3:58 left to be played. Sherman going to be guarded by Laster. Tried the crossover, couldn't get an opening. Now a screen, pick and roll with Compton, who holds it beyond the arc. Here is Trotter, shoveling it out to Sweet. Pick and roll, Compton to the rim, good for two. Justin Compton with 11. We have a 9-point ball game and a trap in the backcourt. Lang Cable after the entry pass, no place to go, calls timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout by Morristown, and now they can talk about press breaker.
Yeah, I mean, you hate to see Gross foul out if you're Hauser, but it really kind of changes the dynamic and makes them a little bit quicker and makes them fit better with what they've got to do here to close out this game and try to get a win. They're only down 9 now, and their press starting to look like it might be phasing Morristown just a bit.
Morristown still has to come length of the court. Possession arrow favors Hauser. Jets have trailed by 13 by 17, by 13 by 17. It's been that range throughout the second half. But now within 9 with plenty of time to go. Strievel inbounding for Morristown. No one defending on him. Jackets have 4 players in the backcourt.
Tough corner to get this ball in.
Throws it up to Theobald, who met the pass. Theobald will push it up into the front court, drop it off to Strievel, and now Langcable. Langcable on the dribble, splitting defenders. Blocked by Compton on the way up. In the corner, Johnson. Here comes Sherman. Hauser within 9. Trotter into the corner. Back to Trotter. Cross court, Compton driving on Langcable. Outside a 3, just off the mark by Johnson, and rebounded by Langcable. Double teamed is Langcable backcourt to Strievel. Up court, Laster will drive on Compton, take it right up into his body, and the foul on Compton. And I think Compton's arguing that he was screened by someone who was moving down court.
If Johnson hit that 3, this place would have come apart. A huge Hauser crowd here tonight.
Second foul on Compton, 9th on the team. This is a 2 free throw variety.
Got to have 2 here for Morristown.
Laster has missed his last 2 free throws. 4 of 7 tonight. And the officials making sure they're on the same page. He was fouled in the process of the shot. First free throw, around and out. 61-52 Morristown, still 3:01 to go. Jackets may have a little bit of the air taken out of them right now. Laster's second free throw just gets the bounce. Morristown by 10. We go under 3 minutes. And the Jackets look like they're going to go back to zone defensively. Here's Trotter to the left of the key. Over on the right side, it's Compton. Trotter, Sherman for 3, missed it, rebound, Sweet, outside Sherman, another 3, this one's good. 62-55, Morristown's lead just 7. Laster beating the pressure, finding Strievel up the sideline, now Laster. Laster for Strievel, holding in the corner, driving on Compton, bounce pass for Carlton, he missed the shot, Sherman the rebound. Hauser with the possession, now within 7.
We got a game here, John.
Sherman from 24, air ball. May have caught the outside of the net, nothing more, but Sweet the rebound. Hauser fans can't believe there's no foul as Sweet falls backward, missed the shot. Rebound, and in the backcourt, Langcable dealing with a double team is fouled, stopping the clock with 2:04 to go. I know Sherman's feeling it, but probably a little quick, that trip.
Yeah. Jackets have to make free throws here. Up 7. Kyle Krim about to check back in. Freshman going to have to handle the ball here.
Double bonus on the 10th foul. We will have a timeout taken by Hauser with 2:04 to play. It's a full. We'll take it as well. 2 minutes, 4 seconds left to go. 62-55, Morristown. on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports.
Morristown 62, Hauser 55, 2:04 to play in regulation. Out of the timeout, Morristown's Hayden Langcable at the line. He makes the first of two for Morristown. Theobald out of the game, Krim replacing him. Langcable's second free throw is not good, rebounded by Sherman. 63-55 in the corner, a three by Hauser is good by Matt Sweet. 63-58, Morristown lead at five. Jackets easily beat the backcourt pressure. Laster has it front court. In the corner, Strebel. Now Krim. Jackets with Hauser as one enemy, the clock the other, and Morristown turned it over. Kyle Krim wanted to pass to one place. The lane closed, and then he traveled. Theobald in, Krim out. And it's a two-possession game with a 1:38 on the clock.
I'd like Strebel to even just consider shooting it when he's wide open on the left side there. He hasn't even looked at the basket. He's had some opportunities to take a wide-open shot.
Sherman using a ball screen, can't find a shot, but then left alone, the defenders pulled away, and Sherman iced a three! 63-61 Morristown, full-court pressure Hauser. Jackets up the court with Strebel on the sideline. Got to watch the double team and a reach in by Sherman that maybe he didn't need right there with a minute 17 to go, but it will put Strebel at the line, and it's in the double bonus. Sherman dribbled onto the left wing. Defenders were there. When he picked up the dribble, they left, and Sherman made him pay. That foul on Sherman, number two. Two free throws for Strebel, and he misses the first. And now just needing a free throw to make it a three-point game. Second shot is missed. Rebound, Compton. Hauser can tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Sherman defended by Laster out front. A screen from Compton.
Don't leave Sweet in the corner, Theobald.
Here is Johnson driving and fouled. Team foul number five on Morristown. No free throws here. 62 seconds to play. It'll be the third foul on Carlton. Jackets have a foul to give. Inbounding baseline Hauser. Toward the corner, Trotter, covered by Strebel. Lost the dribble, picked it up, got it stripped by Laster from behind. A look ahead to Langcable, layup good. Strebel on the assist. Jackets by four now with 50 seconds, and another reach by Laster. He nearly had Johnson's pocket picked, but a timeout came from the Hauser bench, breaking up the opportunity. Logan Laster, the help side defense, creating the turnover.
Big stop there and a good kick ahead by Strebel, and Langcable able to lay it in.
Looking down at longtime Hauser coach Jerry Shane. He's sitting in one of the seats they set up in front of us. He turned to me, just raised his eyebrows and went.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a heck of a fourth quarter. Sweets hit two threes. Mason Sherman's hit four. A barrage of three-pointers here has brought Hauser back, and it's really started when Gross went out, and their attitudes had to change to almost more of a desperation feel, and they've made shots.
48.6 remains. Morristown with one foul to give before Hauser shoots the bonus. The Jackets are shooting the double. Possession arrow, Hauser. And Jets basketball down by four, inbounding away from the bench, sideline front court.
Morristown needs one stop here. One stop and get the ball back and make free throws.
Sweet will inbound, Matt Sweet, defended there by Theobald. Backcourt he goes for Sherman. Sherman guarded by Laster. Sherman between the circles. No movement from the Hauser offense. Now Sherman gives it up to Compton above the right elbow. He turns, kicks it out for Johnson. Johnson to drive, lefty layup. Good by Johnson. Nice touch.
Two big field goals for him here late.
65-63. Morristown by two with possession. Hauser pressing. And now as Morristown gets it front court, the foul given. And the foul catches Logan Theobald, sending him to the line.
Logan's going to have to step up here and make two. Biggest spot of his career right here.
Coming into the postseason, Theobald 19 of 40, 48%. He has not been to the line tonight. Morristown by two with 23.3 remaining. Theobald's free throw is around and off. And Morristown has not helped their cause at the line in this period.
Needs to get one here, make it a three-point game.
Second shot by Theobald, around on the rim, and falls in.
Big shot.
66-63, Morristown 22nd. Sherman quickly front court, and a timeout right in front of the scorer's bench. 19.7 remains. Hauser ball, trailing Morristown by three. They will inbound right in front of the scorer's bench. Possession arrow, Hauser.
The focus is going to be on Sherman. He's going to get the ball here and probably have an opportunity to create. They're going to probably make him pass. Matt Sweet, number 12. Morristown cannot lose him. He's already knocked down two. Trotter's knocked down the ability. He's knocked down one in the first half, shown the ability to score. So if you make Sherman give it up, you can't leave a wide-open shooter. A three will tie it right now.
Sherman, 33.8%. Joe Sweet, should we happen to see him, 37.5%. Matt Sweet at 27.6%. And Trotter, he's the best percentage shooter. Doesn't have as many attempts, but he is over 41%.
Rebounds are key here, too. Morristown has got to come away with the defensive rebound if they have the opportunity.
Morristown ready defensively. Hauser now breaks huddle.
Starting five on the floor for Morristown.
Sam Meek in the game will inbound for Hauser. Trotter on the floor. Sweet is out. Johnson, Sherman, and Compton round out the five offensively now for Hauser. Meek to throw in. He throws opposite corner and throws it out of bounds.
Morristown will get the ball right in front of the scorer's table.
They were trying to set up a catch-and-shoot three to the far corner of the floor, but that ball sailed out of bounds. So now Morristown, your main objective is throw it to the right guy.
Yep.
And with 19.7, a foul comes before anything else happens as Langcable tried to break free, and looks he like may have tweaked an ankle as he stepped on somebody getting through.
It looks like he might have caught a knee to the thigh, but the best possible scenario for Morristown is Langcable to the line.
And a chance for him to loosen it up because it's going to result in, yes, another cleanup of the floor as he went down. The foul call on Sam Johnson, his third. Two free throws coming for Langcable. Morristown leads this game by three. This could extend it to a two-possession game. The first goes in.
He's the guy you want shooting right now. He's not fazed by this atmosphere.
Even the makes, though, are an adventure for Morristown. That went rim and rumbled itself in. Second one, look cleaner, up and in. Morristown again by five. Hauser has to hurry. Sherman front court, goes away from a screen. Fall away, double pump three, looking for a foul. Did not get the call. Out of bounds, Morristown ball.
Still got to get it in bounds here.
And Sherman right up to the official asking for a foul call that I think he's got a good argument on, but he's not going to get the call now.
The three that have been called tonight, that one might have been the worst.
Theobald inbounding. Backcourt catch for Strievel. Fouled immediately with 10 seconds to go. And that shot appears to have been last gasp for Hauser. Laster with a handshake for Sherman, and they explained or exchanged pleasantries in the backcourt. Personal foul on Sherman a moment ago, his third.
Got to have two here. At least one to make it a two-possession game.
Still time in the two-possession game, but it would have to be quick. Strebel's free throw, no good, back rim. And the Jackets, with pressure free throws in the fourth, have not shot a good percentage. You know that ball's going into Mason's hands for a push. Make or miss. Strebel again. Does make the second. Morristown now by six. Sherman the push. He will stop. Pop a three. Well short. Out of bounds. Morristown ball. And the Jackets are going to advance. Theobald inbounds. Hauser will not foul. And the Morristown Yellow Jackets will advance to play Oldenburg tomorrow night for the sectional 60 championship. Morristown, the better team tonight, but give a ton of credit to the Hauser Jets, who fouled out their big man, threw everything up against the wall, and turned this into a one-possession game.
Most of this, Jim, thought this game was over late in the third, and it looked that way to everybody. But Hauser fought back, made a lot of baskets in the fourth quarter. Morristown turned the ball over some, missed some free throws. But give the Jackets credit. They made the plays when they had to, and they need to win one more. But they'll have the chance tomorrow night to claim a sectional championship for the first time since 2007.
Our final on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Morristown 69, Hauser 63. Our post game brought to you by Cagney's. It's next on Giant FM Sports.
At FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
The post game is brought to you by Cagney's. Something on the menu for everybody at Cagney's in Shelbyville. And you may have heard us talk over the last couple of nights and earlier in this ball game that when we broadcast from the stage here at the end of the gym at Southwestern, it's a little bit of a different environment. We've got more air movement. We're not in with what was a huge crowd here tonight at Southwestern. But it's interesting now, as that crowd has removed itself from the bleachers, that heat is invading every spot in this gym right now.
You can definitely feel it coming up this way for sure.
One more point before we get to the game itself. Whatever you believe in your religious life, I'm not even going to that point. You talk about a form of sportsmanship that we have on the floor at the end of this game.
Yep.
It's impressive.
Well, what you had here was Hauser and Morristown. Both are schools who have kind of adopted this prayer circle philosophy after games. And Hauser, even in a loss tonight, Alex Gross just led one of the biggest prayer circles we've seen. Morristown kids come back out of the locker room to join coaches aren't allowed in it. That's the one rule because we're at public schools here. But the kids and what Alex Gross just did there was impressive, and you got to respect that kid even more now in a defeat that is his last of his high school career. To come out and lead a prayer circle, a group like that, was just very impressive, and to see Morristown come back out of the locker room and join in on that.
Jason, now actually we have a health concern of some nature, and I cannot get a look at the person who has gone down, and it may be just from the packed atmosphere / excitement, something of that nature, and certainly a very warm facility here tonight, but there's people all over the gym floor talking, and just to our left, somebody now is receiving attention on the floor.
Somebody from the Morristown crowd, not sure who it is, just looks like somebody got overheated.
Overheated, okay. Well, let's hope that works out fine, and it appears that things to be well in control of that right now. So we can turn our attention to the basketball game that was Morristown with a 69-63 win over Hauser tonight. And while Morristown much of the game just made it look too easy, they made it look way too hard for about an entire fourth quarter.
Well, and a lot of that was what Hauser was doing. Once Gross fouled out, I thought panic started to set in, and with panic sometimes comes doing things that are out of the norm for you, and shooting quick threes and pushing the ball isn't really what Hauser likes to do, but they were making shots. They got Morristown to commit some silly fouls, And so in that helter-skelter panic that Hauser was involved with there, it kind of made Morristown get out of what they were doing. And just a great comeback by Hauser, but they come up short here. Morristown able to hold on. A couple key free throws late, a couple of turnovers late. Laster with his step-in steal, and Strievel getting it ahead to Langcable. That was, I think, the biggest play down the stretch.
Individual scoring for the victorious Morristown Yellow Jackets. Three men in double figures, the ones we're accustomed to mentioning at the top of the scoring pile. Logan Laster, 19 points. Hayden Langcable, 18. Eli Strievel, 17. 6 points from Kyle Krim tonight. Trevon Carlton with a basket for two. Logan Theobald had 7 on the evening. Daniel Brenneman played, did not score. Morristown was 20 of 30 from the line in this game, 11 of 19 in that fourth period as they tried to hold off a furious comeback. For the Hauser Jets, 26 points by Mason Sherman. He scores 19 of those in a 29-point fourth quarter for the Jets. Also in double figures, Justin Compton with 11. Alex Gross would foul out, which changed the course of the fourth quarter. When he left, he had only 7 points. 7 for Will Trotter, 6 in the game by Matt Sweet, 4 for Sam Johnson, 4 as well for Sam Meek. A.J. Titus, Joe Sweet, and Sean Miller played but did not score in this game. Hauser was 8 of 11 at the free throw line. Morristown 19-11 after 1. 38-22 lead for the Jackets at halftime. 50-34 after 3. And Morristown goes on to win tonight, 69-63. For the Hauser Jets, sectional champs a year ago. Their season ends in this year's sectional semifinal with a record of 17-7. Morristown is 23-2. They will play 16-7 Oldenburg for the sectional championship tomorrow night on Giant FM Sports.
Well, look at the second half numbers. I think it's important that we talk about those because the shooting numbers really flip-flop from what we saw in the first half. Hauser, 17 of 33 in the second, 52%. 6 of 14 from three-point range for 43%, and most of those coming in the fourth quarter. 18 rebounds, 5 offensive rebounds, 6 assists, 5 turnovers in the second half for Hauser. Morristown, after a hot shooting first half, come out 8 of 23 in the second, 35%, 1 of 4 from three-point range, 12 rebounds, 3 offensive, 6 assists, and 3 turnovers for Morristown. Final game numbers for Hauser, 24 of 54, 44% from the field, 7 of 20 from three-point range, 35%. They did out-rebound Morristown by 7, 35-25, 12 offensive rebounds tonight for Hauser, 10 assists, and 10 turnovers. For Morristown, 21 of 50, 42%, 7 of 14 behind the arc, 6 of those coming in the first half, 25 rebounds, 8 offensive, 13 assists, and 4 turnovers tonight for the Jackets. Individual leaders for Hauser in the rebounding column, Alex Gross with 13, he had 9 at halftime, Mason Sherman with 10, and off the bench, Trotter with 3, Sam Meek with 3, and Justin Compton with 4 to round out the leaders tonight in the rebounding column for Hauser. For Morristown, Hayden Langcable with 6. Logan Laster leads the way with 8. He had 6 at halftime. Kyle Krim, the freshman off the bench, chips in 4 rebounds for Morristown. In the assist column, Eli Strievel with 4, and Logan Laster leads the way tonight with 7 for Morristown.
Take a break on the postgame brought to you by Cagney's. Morristown has advanced to tomorrow night's sectional championship. They defeat Hauser 69-63. This is high school basketball from the Southwestern Sectional on Giant FM Sports.
Get the inside story on Giant FM Sports.
We're on our postgame. It's brought to you by Cagney's of Shelbyville. Morristown holding on to defeat Hauser 69-63. Jackets head coach Scott McClellan with us. Where do you stand on the emotions of being happy you won, but being relieved that you barely won? There's got to be a lot of different feelings after this ball game.
There really is. I mean, Mason Sherman did what Mason Sherman does. It was a typical Hauser Morristown game. Early on, I didn't think it would be as easy as what it was. And late in the game, I expected that all night long. He made some big shots. He's just a unbelievable basketball player. But I got to credit my guys making some free throws there at the end. We did such a good job preparing, you know, even as far back as 2 weeks ago. I mean, we still talked about Try. We still talked about Waldron. But we just really felt like we needed to, you know, really focus in on them. I thought we did a great job keeping the ball out of the paint. And then I thought offensively we really wanted to get out and push. And when we did, we were in good shape. And then we got a little complacent again and kind of took the foot off the gas. You know, I know sometimes it's kind of keep the ball, let them foul you. And it's a tough spot to be in. But, you know, I think tomorrow, I'm just proud of our guys. I mean, they're good. They're just a really good basketball team. Griff Roth is, he's as fine a coach and as fine a person as I've ever coached against, and that's simply a compliment to him. I want to send my condolences to Bob Nobby, who started this whole thing for them, and with the loss of his mother today. But just a typical Hauser Morristown game. So we get to play again.
Yeah, this isn't the final. No. You got one more tomorrow night.
We do, and I just said to him, final thing I said was, we've been in this position 2 years in a row. What do we got to show for it? I said, I wouldn't be being me if I didn't bring that up. I said, we talked after the Shelbyville game. I was not letting up. We're going to push to a higher ground, and that's what we've done. You know, I made sure that they knew that this was not, and, you know, we're going to play a team tomorrow that's going to be totally different. They're going to want to hold the ball. They're going to want to zone us. And, you know, so I think tempo and, you know, getting the ball out is going to be really, really important.
Talk about Logan Laster tonight.
He was unbelievable. I thought he was really good Wednesday night. I thought he was relentless catching the ball in the high post. He didn't back down. We really challenged the guys 2 weeks ago about shooting your normal shot. If he blocks it, he blocks it. Don't go in there twisting your body and trying to have the referee bail you out. You know, go get the points. And, you know, Logan was really good tonight. You know, Hayden was solid when he needed to be. You know, I thought Hayden got beat up a little bit going to the basket. But he was relentless. He kept his composure, made some free throws when we needed him to. I'm glad that Mason Sherman's graduating. Can I say that again? I'm glad Mason Sherman's graduating.
There's eight Hauser seniors graduating.
Yeah. It was a Hauser Morristown game. I mean, that's what it was. I mean, Fred sent me a text this morning this afternoon about 1:30, and he said, 11 years ago to this day, we upset Hauser in the semifinals, 71-69. And I didn't tell anybody. The only person I told was Eli, because Eli was in my class when I got that text. I didn't know it. I mean, I knew it was close, but I didn't realize it was exactly the same day. You know, I know you asked me earlier, were there some similarities? And I said, they're different, but the one similarity, and I told the boys this, is their togetherness has been there all year. And, you know, that group was different than this group in the dynamic, but their toughness and their togetherness all year, and putting aside their own egos and just winning for the betterment of each other, that is the direct correlation of those two teams.
Coach, 23 wins, an amazing season. If you don't wrap it up tomorrow, has it been a disappointing season in some ways?
I don't even know that I want to think about that. You know, I think the ultimate objective is to win the sectional. And, you know, I'm looking forward to playing tomorrow night. You know, I don't think in, you know, in maybe in a week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, month and a half, you'll look back and be able to kind of enjoy, you know, 23 wins or 20. Hopefully it's 24, but you know, two championships and the way we've done it, and I think our kids have been great sports all year. So, you know, I don't know that I really focus on that. It's all about focus on getting Oldenburg, you know, tomorrow night.
Oldenburg, a 22-point winner, I think, 49-27 tonight. We saw them run about 3 minutes of clock and just stand there. Jacksonville also allowed it to happen at the end of the first half. A little bit of polish. They've got ball handlers. They've got shooters. But if they played this game in the teens tomorrow, I don't think it would faze them one bit.
No, and that's what I said. That you, I mean, their coach will not have any issue whatsoever keeping the game in the 20s or even the teens. I think tempo is going to be huge. You know, I think attacking that zone, because they're going to play zone, and I just think tempo is going to be so, so important tomorrow night, you know, and we got to get the pace of the game at our level and our speed and not theirs.
How was the atmosphere? I can tell it was warmer where you were than it was where I was sitting.
Yeah, it was hot in here. And, I mean, you know, these kids have been able to play in some unbelievable crowds, in front of some unbelievable crowds all year long. It's been, you know, it's you know, they've earned the right to play in front of these kids, this amount of people. You know, it's typical Hauser Morris Town game. I mean, you know, I don't know what else to say. It was that way in 98. It was that way in the 05, 06, 07 era. Even in 9 and 10, there were great crowds. The last three games that we played with them have just been unbelievable. You know, we went down there last year, beat them in overtime. They came up here this year, beat us. I mean, great crowds, great atmosphere. Two really good programs that I think really try to do it the right way, have the right mentality with the sportsmanship and the kids, and you know, just we'll enjoy it for about another 7 minutes, and then we'll go focus on Oldenburg.
See you tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys.
Scott McClellan with us, a final break. Giant FM Sports Players of the Game on the way as well. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM.
The action with you at Giant FM.
One final time for this Friday night, but not one final time for the season. Back to work with the championship game tomorrow night. Morristown advances 69-63. And time now to name our Giant FM Sports Player of the Game. Logan Laster had maybe not the best finish to the regular season. He's had a terrific run so far here in the sectional.
Yeah, he has. And early on tonight, he was really just too much for Hauser to handle. He was busting the zone from inside, whether it was from his shot or his pass. And when he catches it at the high post there, he's so deadly because he can knock down that shot, he can pass, and he can take it and finish against any size. He proved that tonight, finishing against Gross several times. So tomorrow night, they'll see zone with Oldenburg Academy. Laster will be the guy in the middle there they'll go to. And tonight he was just way too much, made some field goals down the stretch, made some key rebounds. He gets up off the ground so well. 8 boards tonight, 7 assists. Just one heck of a night for Laster.
The opponent tomorrow will be the Twisters of Oldenburg, an easy winner, relatively easy, over Jack Sendell tonight, 16-7. And Morristown has the muscle and the body on this Oldenburg team,
yeah,
from what I've seen of their roster playing here tonight.
Yeah, if Morristown comes out tomorrow night and plays their game and doesn't let the tempo and the pace control them, if Morristown can handle the slowdown pace early like they did tonight, Morristown's looking at their first sectional championship since 2007.
Jackets win tonight, 69-63, win number 23 on the season. And now they'll get an opportunity to play tomorrow night. It is a 7:30 tip tomorrow evening. Our coverage will get underway at 7 o'clock from here at Southwestern High School. For those of you who had a chance to experience it here this evening, congratulations. Terrific atmosphere. We're looking forward to Championship Night. One more time, the final. Morristown 69, Hauser 63. For Jason Parker, I'm Johnny McCurry. So long, everybody.
High school basketball is brought to you by Blue River Restoration, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, McKay Manor, First Bank Shelbyville, Acra Automotive. High school basketball is also brought to you by Cagney's Pizza King, Sandman Brothers, J&B Quality Home Furnishings, Stanley Jones Insurance, Major Health Partners, BP Dock Shops, Christian Electric, Hoosier Realtor, Penny Acres, Clark Orthodontics, Shelby Materials, H&R Block, Maximum Results. This has been a copyrighted broadcast of Giant FM Sports.